Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Coronavirus, we don't want it anymore. It's the coronavirus, take it away. It's the coronavirus, go away. I can't stand it anymore. Please go away. I can't forget the time I heard you say. It's the coronavirus, take it away. So don't go outside anymore till it's gone. We don't want it anymore. It's the coronavirus, take it away. We don't want it anymore. Please, God, take it away.
Lately, nothing seems to be going right. So low, why do you have to get so low? You're so, you've been waiting in the sun too long. But if you sing, 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 sing.
Mysterious lady over there.
Who, me? I'm Catherine Boyle.
And we would like to apologise. Last night, Catherine and I, we didn't want to make a big thing about this, but we were kidnapped. And the whole time the show was on, we had been tied up in, and we were in a basement, 2 meters apart. These kidnappers were social distance aware, but they got a couple of really miserable imposters to do the show last night. I heard a bit of it today, Catherine. It was awful.
Those clones are never quite right, are they?
No. So we apologise. We have killed the kidnappers. You know, I don't want to say this, but there's a lot of people dying. It's a great time to commit a murder. Let's just say they ain't doing too many autopsies, okay? So it's a great time. We killed them. Tonight's show, The Giggle Factory, is open. It's our last show this week. We're having a couple of days off to spend time with our children.
Although, what the hell do you think I've been doing for the past week?
Love them. I don't know. Hang on 1 second. One of my children has come out of bed. What do you want? Phone charger. I will bring it up in 15 minutes. I'm entertaining the nation, boy. Go to bed and lick that bit of coal I gave you for your supper. Now, 03-44-499-1000 is the telephone number. But Catherine, I've got the kids. It's looking like I've got the kids for 2 weeks, which is great, which is absolutely great. I'm really looking forward to it because I've not seen enough of them, and we've got 2 nights off tomorrow, and we've got some fun stuff planned. But
yeah,
you've been with yours for ages. I'm guessing you're going stir crazy with them. Would that be correct?
No, because, you know, there's two pairs of hands. So, you know, we managed to pass the baton. One gets exhausted and the other one steps in.
What have you been doing to entertain the children? I've bought some arts and crafts. I bought some board games. We've got some card games. God bless Fortnite. What have you been doing to entertain the children and entertain yourself?
Right. 9 o'clock, Joe Wicks. 10 o'clock, Dr. Chips. Now, Dr. Chips, you can find him. I'll tweet the link. He's a science stroke engineering boffin. Yeah. Okay. And he does a half hour class and gives them little missions to do. My kids have been doing an experiment today with M&Ms and making the colours run and comparing them to Smarties.
Here's a joke. Here's a standing M&M.
Yeah,
Eminem and Stan. If you stand someone, means you're a fan. Okay, the delay is obviously
I know what it means.
The humor of that joke. It's a good joke.
The delay didn't make any difference at all. It was a good joke. Good one.
Top joke. That.
Yeah.
Now here's something. I am treating us both. Right. Friday is a friend of ours, but boy oh boy, we're going to pay him because these are tough times for. Well, it's tough times for everybody. I have to stress, Catherine and I are so lucky. We are paid. We are still working so far, and it's great. But there are so many people that aren't. Small shops, small businesses, and also comedians, actors, people that work in the theatre, people that, you know, work at the cloakroom, the bar, all of those people, they are struggling. And it's really tough to, you know, loads of them are doing Patreons or GoFundMes and things like that. And there's a couple of theatres, the Rondo Theatre that was so lovely to us. I've chucked them a few quid because, you know, you can't afford to do it all, right? And also, giving a few quid, that's great. But people sometimes want things for a few quid. And a few people, I noticed Barry from Watford has been selling tickets and doing an online show on Zoom. And a few people are doing this. And I've told you this already, but this Friday, Catherine, at 6 o'clock, me and my kids are going to sit at my computer. You and your kids are going to sit at your computer. And I've booked a Zoom show with the magnificent Pete Heat, the magician. And I think we get like, Pete is on the line. Good evening, Pete.
Good evening, Ian and Kath. How's it going?
It's weird, right? Because I'm in Aylesbury, Catherine's in wherever she is. I'm guessing you're in that fancy London there, Pete?
I'm actually in Brighton. That's where I live now. I've moved out.
Shut up.
I will not shut up.
Pete, if anyone's listened to the show before, you know that we have Pete on. He is the house, nay, studio magician of choice for this show. There are other magicians out there, but to be honest, they're all crap. Pete is out, and I follow Pete on Facebook, and your industry is dead, potentially. Well, I don't want to scare you, mate, but potentially for the next 6 months to a year.
I know, it's insane. Yeah, so every single event in my diary has been wiped out. And that's my sole income. That's how I pay my rent. So, it's not, it didn't make me happy exactly when that happened. But I've started doing these Zoom shows, which is what you're talking about. And you know what? They're actually pretty good. I kind of, as you were saying, I and I don't mean to sound surprised there or too arrogant, but basically I started doing these shows as you say, as a way to kind of get people to, you know, do me a favor and give me a couple of quid and not feel like feel like a complete beggar. However, it works really well. Like, I think something about the fact that you're doing it from, you know, halfway across the world potentially, it makes it more impossible rather than less. You know, like if I read your mind from here, it's way better than if I'm in the same room, because how could I possibly have known?
And also, and you're so, a showman. You've been preparing stuff for television, so you know how to work a camera. We're in.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? As well, it's quite good for the audience, because magic is often about misdirection, right? Getting people to look in certain ways and getting, you know, distracting people. However, when the camera's just pointing dead at you, which it will be on a Zoom call, you know, you can't misdirect a camera. So when you're watching at home, you can really study the screen in great detail, and you know, and it feels pretty fair and above board. So I've been actually really enjoying it, which is not necessarily how I thought it would go.
Yeah, and now, so what is it? It's 20, 25 minutes that we're going to get with you. How long do we get? How many tricks are we going to get? Are we allowed to heckle you?
You are allowed to heckle me. You are allowed to do as you please. So, yeah, it's 25 minutes. You get, how many tricks do you get? You get about, there's probably about 7 or 8 tricks in that 25 minutes, but wow, they're all kind of linked together in some way. I won't tell you too much about it, but I'll give you a kind of gist. So obviously you can't pick a card, you know, you can't do any of the normal things that magicians have people do, but you can still, there's still a lot that you can do. Like, you can think of a card, or you can think of a random word, or you can, you know, you can hide something in one of your hands, and I can maybe have a go telling you which hand it's in or what the word was you were thinking of. So it actually, yeah, despite the sort of limitations, it works really well, and I recommend that people give it a go, basically. But I would say
I'm going to tweet the link in a little bit, and we'll give out, go and get a pen and paper, dear listener. We'll give out the link in a second. I'm going to tweet the link. I have to say, I have booked you. You offered to do a freebie for us. That ain't happening. You know, I'm in a very privileged position of still earning money at the moment, and I'm a big fan of magic. So, you know, this is not, I'll give you a free show if you let me come on the radio. We are paying you. It is pay what you think is appropriate. That's a gamble, isn't it, Pete?
It is a gamble, yeah. But so far it's been okay. So yeah, I've done, pay what you want, pay what you, you know, what you can afford or what you think it's worth or whatever. Obviously, a lot of people are in kind of the same boat as me, you know, like they don't know where the next bit of income's coming from, but they want to give it a go. So, you know, and also, to be honest, I've got a lot of time on my hands, you know, so even if I'm only getting a few quid, I've got literally nothing else to do. So, it's pay what you want.
Kath, I was going to say, Pete, look, because you're doing it on Zoom, you can have different house cousins on the other side of the world. They can join in at the same time. Kath, your girls are going to join us. Now, my boys have met Pete, and they're big, big magic fans. In fact, we had a Domino's tonight, and we discovered that Fool, Penn and Teller was on. And I said, oh, you're going to love this. We watched a little bit of that. Are your girls fans of magic, or are they just going to sit there as Dirk Benedict, the face man from the A-Team, did, looking more?
I think that's just his face. he was offended, wasn't he? He was offended.
Yeah,
furious.
Do the girls love it, Kath?
My kids are into it. When we went to Greece on holiday last year, they would have like these special sort of cabaret nights. And one of them was this rather old-fashioned German couple who were very, I mean, we're talking the full blonde, basically Clinton Baptiste, the full blonde mullet, yes, and the gorgeous assistant. But my youngest in particular was absolutely mesmerised. So you're going to blow their minds. I can't wait.
Oh, good.
No,
and this is it as I well. So. Listen, we're going to do the full advert, because this is, you know, this is a tough time for all kinds of performers, and we had a caller the other day who said, well, maybe it's time for those guys to give up their dreams and get a real job. And I think that's a terrible attitude.
Dad, stop calling me at work.
you've got kids, you've got bills, you've got, you know, this isn't your fault. But this is, kids can watch this. I mean, my 8-year-old and my 10-year-old are going to watch it. But also, it's not like, kids will enjoy it, but it's not just like a kids entertainer. Adults, so groups of adults would dig this as well, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. In fact, it is. It's probably more suitable for groups of adults, or at least for families that have maybe a couple of kids. It's not. It's not by any means a kids show. And in fact, if it was a young kid, like, you know, like a toddler or a 3, 4, 5 year old, it would. They wouldn't get what was going on. You know, I'm doing things where I'm getting people to Google random words on their phones, or to, or, you know, add up some random numbers, or, you know, basically things that, it's not just a colourful ball squeaking and then changing colour or whatever. It's not. It's, which is my other show. Which is it's not really for kids, but actually I've been doing a lot of, like you say, for families where you've got the grandparents phoning in from down the road, and there'll be maybe, you know, got an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, thereabouts, and they love it. Like they get it, and they it's fine in that instance. But no, what I don't want is, in fact, what happened earlier today, someone tried to book me for a 3-year-old's third, so for a kid's third birthday, and I just thought, that kid's going to be chewing the screen. it's not going to happen. So I cancelled that one. But yeah, it's a good. Well, actually, what started to happen as well is I've started to get kind of corporate inquiries, like companies who are doing these kind of Zoom drinks or whatever. You know, they still meet up, but then they're working from home. And it's like a little livener or whatever they call it. Like, it basically gets everyone, wakes them up a bit, and they have a little magical giggle. I don't know if I've ever used that phrase before, but I will certainly be using it again. And basically, so I come on, I join the Zoom call, I do like a 25-minute thing, and then go away again. So that's actually started happening. In fact, on Friday I've got one in Sydney, so I've got to get up at 6 a.m. to do it.
There's a story that's out today, and like, because, and I'm using Zoom a lot for, you know, AA meetings and stuff, and this is a big story. FBI investigating after pornography used to Zoom bomb video conferences. Was an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting in which an elderly woman in recovery was interrupted from sharing her experiences by someone playing graphic pornography. Have you been trolled like that? Would you like me to troll you like that? I have got a nice collection.
I always encourage hardcore pornography. And in fact, it's become a real selling point of the show.
So it's a real magic, if you will.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, thank you.
Make this disappear.
Yes, exactly. No, it hasn't happened yet, but I can only hope.
If this is too personal, tell me to jog on. Are you going to be all right? There are so many people, so many of my friends that I'm worried about, because this is their job. Edinburgh Festival's been cancelled, obviously. You know, this is their job, and people think, oh, you're in showbiz, you're an actor. If you've seen an actor on the telly, people instantly think, you're an actor on the telly, you must be rich. A handful of them will be rich. You know, your Robson Greens and all of that, they'll be millionaires. Mm. But most of them, they maybe get two jobs a year if they're lucky. And yeah, they might get a big paycheck for 3 months' work. But that then has to tide them over for the rest of the year. So are you all right? Are you going to be all right?
You know what? I was definitely very stressed by this when it all started to happen, because I was just seeing my calendar just gradually deplete until it was all gone. And this is literally, like I say, it's how I pay my rent. However, I mean, I don't want to say I don't want to bite the goose that feeds me, but I think that's the phrase I was looking for. It's kind of. No, that's the phrase. But basically, these things have actually been going like really well. So at the moment I can still pay my rent, and I just hope that carries on, because people are, it could just be that like most of the people are sort of friend of a friend and they're trying to help me out, and that will pass, or it could be that this is actually quite a viable thing to be doing while everyone's locked down, because obviously people are bored, you know. So I'm hopeful. I'm not despondent yet, but I'll let you know. Good. I'll call in if I am, and you can save me. Yeah, you keep.
We'll get another another award. I've got a feeling that when we do get back to the new normal, I've got a feeling these kind of Zoom shows or, living room shows where it's done on Skype or something. I don't know, Kath. I think they're going to carry on. I think this is going to be one of the good things that comes out of this insanity. Because this is great if you can't take your kids out to, or you don't fancy going out. You're going, there's nothing on the telly. Should we get a magician or a comedian for half an hour?
True, because by the time it's all over, people have completed Netflix. It's going to be, we're looking for live entertainment, something they can tell their mates about that they haven't seen and won't be able to spoil.
Pete, I have just tweeted it. What were you going to say? Go on.
I was going to ramble for a bit, basically repeat Kath's point back to her, and then sort of run out of steam after about 12 words.
Well, I'm glad that I spoke over you then. shut your face, you. I have tweeted it, but Pete, what is the... at Pete Heat is Twitter, but what's the link if people want to go and have a little look at your flashy website?
My flashy website. So actually, you've tweeted the link by the look of it. So it's peteheat.co.uk. is my site, and the page itself is called, it's something like Interactive Magic or something. So peteheat.co.uk/cameratricks is the actual link if you want to type that in. But you'll see it. If you go to peteheat.co.uk, just look at the pages. One of them is that one.
I have to tread carefully because my 10-year-old is upstairs listening and my 8-year-old is hopefully asleep. But have you done any of these and you've kind of clicked on and it's a couple making love, and this, the magic is like what gets them going, like some people it's food or it's, the magic is what makes it work for them, and they're making love while you're making magic.
No, I haven't had that yet, but and I hope it continues to not happen. It sounds I don't want to kink shame anyone, but get your wand away from me.
Pete, I love you so much, man. I told the boys tonight that we had you doing a show for us on Friday, and they were absolutely thrilled. So I'm looking forward to seeing you at 6 on Friday night, mate. And best of luck.
I can't wait. Cool. Thanks, Lane. Thanks, Kath. Lovely talking to you both.
Thank you, Pete. Cheers. There we go. Pete Heat is absolutely fab. Go and hire a magician for a night. What else are you going to do? Or an afternoon. Or probably a morning if you want. 0344-499-1000. We've got loads of calls. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10. Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I have put on so much weight, Catherine. I went up to a 36. I'm wearing a pair of black brand new jeans at a 36. They're too tight, but they're black jeans from Gap, and I don't want to be racist, but I have found that the black jeans from Gap, I found this for decades, are a little bit tighter than the blue jeans.
You may have something there, because I remember when I got maternity bras, I was told the black ones were always slightly tighter. I don't know what it is, but it seems to be a thing.
Outrageous. Outrageous behaviour in 2020.
Mom jeans.
Whatever we are.
I bought some mom jeans, the ones with like the 4-inch zip, massive. And I bought them in a size bigger.
What's the one?
No, they're basically all crotch. They're massive. They come right up to underneath your boots.
All crotch, no ass. The Catherine Boyle story.
That's totally it. They're super comfortable. But I caught sight and I bought a size bigger just so I'd have more room. And I've started thinking like that, like flipping Jim Royal from the Royal Family. Yeah. And then I caught sight of myself the other day and I thought, what has become of you?
0344-499-1000. We've got a few calls. Let's go to Naomi. Hey, Naomi. Naomi?
Hello?
Hello, Naomi. You're live on Talk Radio. How can we direct your call?
I think it's Nimi, I said.
Nimi?
Naomi.
Yes.
Hang on, say it again.
Nimi.
Nimi.
Oh, Nene.
Yes.
No, she's saying Nimi.
Nimi, yes.
Nimi. Like Nunu, but Nini.
Nimi, yeah.
I apologise. We're operating on a system that's held together by bubblegum and sticky tape. Nini, what can we do for you tonight?
No, the thing is, I'm very concerned and worried because at this point in time, we are locked in.
Yep.
Yes, and the thing, the point is, where I'm locked in, I have health issue. Where I'm locked in, there is cockroach, there is rats, and there is no hot water. We complain about it. it's never been done. There's a reason why they don't consider me, because it's a refuge place. And nobody's done it. I went everywhere. I went Citizen Bureau. It's over 9 months now. And now we are locked in. What is going to happen to me? I don't know. That's my concern. And I don't think they consider me because of refugee. And then they just see that I deserve to be locked in a dirty place like this.
No, of course.
And I have health issue as well. Doctor has wrote letters, but yeah. I'm still facing the same issue. I went everywhere. That's my concern now. They are
Is this a council? Nini, hang on a second. Is this a place that's been provided by the council, or is it a private landlord?
It's a private landlord. They call it NATS. NATS, like a refugee place. Okay. They call it refugee camp.
A refugee place, okay.
Yes. Anything to do with refugee. And even now, my friend, she left the place because they give them 30 places and no one is doing anything. And we're here frustrated. I don't know where to go. And I don't think we should be treated like this. It's so inhuman. I feel it's so inhuman. How can somebody be staying in a dirty place? Because you are a refugee. That's what you deserve. 9 months, well, and I have health issues.
Nini, just to say that you are speaking, we are on your side. We, Sir Catherine and I, and the majority of our listeners, certainly don't think you deserve to stay in a place like that at all. And I'm really, really...
That's what they're doing here. They put refugees in the dirty place. 9 months I've been here in a dirty place. People are very rude. They don't listen to nobody.
No.
I'm wondering whether you...
Go on, Kat, sorry.
I've got a phone number here that for the Refugee Council, and they have a helpline. Do you think it might be worth giving them a call?
You could call them... They call them refugee helpline. They don't help. I've called them several times.
Which one have you called?
I called the one... I think it's 300 something. I called them several times. They don't consider anybody. That's my issue here. You are not being considered. They don't care. They just give anything they want to do. They do anything they want to do. I have health issues. I've called them. They call them themselves the migrant help. I have their number here. You're just going around in circles.
Nini, are you on your own, or do you have family with you or friends
with you? I'm alone. The thing is, I have health issues.
Yeah, yeah. What is it that you are waiting for? I'm not quite sure how this works. I have a vague understanding. Have you been assessed as being a legitimate refugee so that you can stay here? Are you still being assessed? What's your situation?
My situation is pending.
Pending?
Yeah.
Gosh.
That's
and 9 months it's been pending?
Yeah. No more than 9 months.
Wow. And have they given you any indication of when they might reach a conclusion?
No, they don't. No communication up to so far.
And no, I suppose with everything that's going on with the coronavirus, that slows everything down, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What can I do to help?
Well, I need this thing to be published and action to be taken, because I don't think we deserve to be treated like this.
Of course you don't.
I need it to be taken into consideration and then to be done, make sure that they take it into consideration and they act. I need an action, and then to be published and be taken into, because I find out that they don't care, and because of refugee, they don't care. They just give it at this point in time. That's the other thing is what frustrates me is like my friend now, she just ran away because of the same situation.
Wow.
Now she's homeless because they give people dirty things.
That must put her in a very dangerous position to have run away.
Yes. She ran away. What can she do?
That's how desperate she was.
Me, yeah, even me, if I was not sick, I won't stay in this place. I'm staying here because I'm sick. I have liver problem. I have HIV. I have mental health. I've been talking with my doctors. Are trying, but they don't listen to no one. I went to Citizen Bureau, and when you go there, you don't have money. How do you call? You are frustrated, up and down. Up and down. You pay your own bus pass. You do everything. You go there. You knock. If you make an appointment, you stay there for how many hours? 4 hours. This is so inhuman.
Nini, I'm really sorry for what you are going through, and I'm embarrassed on behalf of my country that we are treating you like this. You are right. You deserve significantly better. And I naively thought that the genuine refugees, I thought we welcome them and we embrace them and we help them. And I'm ashamed to find out that that's not the case. And I'm really sorry.
It's absolutely not the case. Yeah.
No. It's not much, Nini, but it's all I've got. Go on, Kathy.
Do we have permission, if I send this to some places, sometimes the fact that we give it attention gives it a little extra weight. I can't promise, but I can try. Do we have permission to give them your telephone number so they can get in touch with you?
Yes, please. I want to, let me mention something, because I've been trafficked. I had a very good key worker under Salvation Army, Nikki. And my doctors, my doctors are trying, they are trying very well. But, you know, my doctors and things, because I've been trafficked, Salvation Army has been helping me for 3 years. I never work. They've been helping me, I do, but it's only this refugee people, they put us into dirty places like this. And when you go there, they don't even, they're like, just rubbish. What are you talking? You can stay there for 3 months, three hours. They won't even consider you.
Nini, listen, Catherine will take your, we've got your phone number. Amy, if you could pass the phone number on to Catherine, and we will, Catherine is great at kicking people up the arse. I don't know if we can achieve anything, but you have certainly got your story out there. You've certainly highlighted your situation. I invite you to call us any night that we're on. You'd be very, very welcome. And I send you love, and I wish you lots of luck. I wish you the best of luck, Nini, and thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yes, so I just want to know, in case maybe can I publish, how will I publish it in newspaper? Like, because I tried, I'm not very good in internet.
Well, what I've done is I've let our social media team know that you've called us and that it's a phone call worth clipping, putting a clip on the internet. Now, if that happens, and again, I can't guarantee it, but if that happens, it will get some more attention, and we'll do our very best to make sure that the right eyes see it. So if I could have your phone number, and when you get passed back to Amy, let her know where you are in the country so we can work out which authority should be helping you more.
Nini,
you stay there. Amy is going to put the fader down and she's going to talk to you. Amy, if you could get her phone number, if you could get her address and her area, and we can maybe find out who her MP is as well, but we can do that bit. It doesn't matter if she doesn't know that. And Nini, I really appreciate you sharing that with us. While she's doing that, let's take a break and then we'll come back to Nigel. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Here's the thing, Boyley. Block Marcus on YouTube, please, guys. Get rid of Marcus on YouTube. We don't need any of that mods. Thank you very much indeed. We're all going through this really weird, horrible, horrific global pandemic. But also, everyday life is going on. You know, every other traumas. I heard a thing yesterday that people still haven't had their homes sorted out because of the flood. So there's loads of people, hundreds of people, maybe more, that are going through this pandemic in hotels because their houses are ruined and they've not had a chance to go and sort them out. So there's, and you hear a call like Nini, and stuff is going on, as well as people being afraid of going out because they don't want to get the dreaded lurgy.
Well, exactly. And people feel very alone. And I imagine in Nini's situation, you'd feel even more so, just completely forgotten about. So I will try a few doors and see what we can do for Nini.
Well, what we need, Catherine, is what everybody needs. This is fun, entertainment, laughter. But the biggest gift of all from Jesus, baby Jesus, is song. Welcome, Nigel from Maidstone. Good evening, Nigel.
Oh, good evening, Ian. Hello, Catherine.
You are a YouTube sensation, Nigel.
How's that then?
I put your coronavirus song on YouTube. I'm going to go and check the stats.
I can't find it now.
Well, that's because you're not looking properly. You've had 990 views.
Really?
Can
I see you talking to me on the phone like the other one?
Nope. It's just the audio.
Just the recording.
It's just the audio.
Do I put in Nigel from Maidstone, the virus?
Put in the coronavirus song by Nigel from Maidstone. It's had 60 thumbs up and only 4 thumbs down.
Great. I didn't know you were going to put that on YouTube. That's quite surprising.
Nor did I. I just did it. A lot of people concerned, Nigel, that you missed. You didn't go for the coronavirus Miley Cyrus rhyme. You missed a trick there.
No. what? I miss you, that one.
No, but you could have rhymed the coronavirus, please don't affect Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I see. No, I
don't think she's in the at-risk category.
Well, anyway, she's at risk of catching the cold on her foof.
I feel quite good, actually, myself. I feel quite fit and well. So I'm just carrying on. I had to go to the post office to pay my bills today, so I had to go out and get some shopping for food and that.
Beautiful. You're healthy? You're fine? How's the old vocal cords, Nige?
Right, I've picked a song. This is going to be I would like you to record this one if you could. It's a coronavirus song. This is like the Vera Lynn one. This is going to be, instead of the Vera Lynn doing We Meet Again, this will be the song called I Smile. The song called Smile.
Okay. Have you changed the lyrics to make it about coronavirus?
No, I just want to do the proper song, Smile, to make people smile.
Here's the thing. Yes. I did say it's quite a slow song written by Charles Chaplin.
It's a ballad, and I sing it quite well, I think. I'll see what you think.
You sing it beautifully, but it is a little bit sad, actually. Isn't it?
Uplifting. It's downlifting. It's downlifting, not uplifting.
No.
And we want uplift.
Tell me about it.
But not the song I Miss You, that one, by Miley Cyrus. That one doesn't really go, does
that
it?
That one's quite downbeat as well. Do you understand, like, upbeat, right?
Yeah. Well, I haven't got anything ready, but I would have liked to have done you to make Smile... make people smile instead of being miserable about the virus.
I don't know if Smile... I don't think Smile does make people smile. Honestly, you want my honest critique? I think it's a miserable, lousy song written by a hack.
I would think perhaps it may be a good song, might get good ratings in the charts on iTunes if it was put on there.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Okay, well, listen, if I let you... sing it, will you go away?
Of course, yeah.
All right, away you go.
I can find something upbeat for another night, anyway.
Next one's upbeat, you sing this, Nigel. We're only having a bit of fun, away you go.
I'll do Smile Now then, shall I? Do you want me to do
quickly.
Smile Now?
Do it quickly.
No, you won't talk while I go sing it, will you? You won't come back in.
I'll do whatever I feel.
I'm not being rude, because I'm a bit nervous anyway, so... I'm always nervous, even.
You've been doing this for 25... You've been doing this for longer than I have.
Yes, I used to do butlins, and they said I was good enough to be a redcoat at the time. This was 30 years ago, and they said, do you want a job at Butlins? They said, because I used to win the talent shows as a yes. as a ballad singer. Like, I, you know, things like I write the songs.
I hate ballads. I've said it. It's out
not,
there.
Not
I'm a ballad hater.
I used to sing, I just called to say I love you.
Sing that.
I
sing that. Sing
to
that.
Say how much I care. I just called
well, ballad,
to say
actually.
I love you. But I don't know all the words at the moment. I'm sorry.
No.
I'll do smile.
All right, let's get smile done.
Yeah,
and then
it's going to be done perfectly. This
then,
one,
then okay. perfectly, gosh. Then I never want to hear smile ever again in my life. Because I don't like it.
I'm glad about the virus song anyway. I'll have to check it out later on.
Can we do it? Let's do smile.
Yeah. Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your tears and sorrow, smile, and maybe tomorrow, you'll see the sun come shining through. For you just light up your face.
Thank you.
With gladness. Hide any trace of sadness, although a tear may be ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll see the sun come shining through if you just smile. It's a lot of key changes
Nigel,
in that one, isn't it?
No, I didn't hear any.
I mean, yeah, it goes up to high in the middle and then back down again.
Well,
anyway,
Nigel, thanks for that. I never want to hear that song ever again, but you did it beautifully. Thank you. 0344 499 1000. It's a stinky song, written by Charlie Chaplin, Catherine. It's a stinker.
It's mawkish, let's put it that way. It's deliberately so.
Why don't you say hello to... why don't you say hello to our next caller, Catherine, and see if you can
depends
work
who
out
is.
Who he or she is.
Oh, Hello, next caller. Just say hello and I'll work out who he or she is. Oh, God. Alan Caddick. Do you know what? It breaks my heart to wake him up. I didn't sleep a wink last night. Man, I'm a bit jealous. Alan Caddick.
Kath went so loud that her microphone cut out. Wow.
Alan.
Your microphone cut out.
Alan Caddick. Alan.
Caddick, wake up, you muppet! Let's leave him in his peaceful,
the innocent,
corona-free world. Good night, Alan. Good night.
Good night, Alan.
Let's go to Anthony. Good evening, Anthony.
I bet he's having a filthy dream.
Well, Anthony?
No, Caddick.
Anthony, what you got for us? It would seem nothing. 0344.
Well said, though. Nah. Totally well said.
0344 499 1000 is the phone number. If you just tuned in and you're thinking, well, hang on, why aren't they telling us how many people under the age of 70 have died? Because that's not what we do. That's not what we do. We are here to mess around. We are the nation's clowns. Laugh. Laugh with us. Laugh at us. I don't really care, actually. As long as you're having a laugh, then our job is done. We are Gracie Fields and we are George Formby. You are welcome to phone up with any old nonsense you want. But, please, dear listener, if you are concerned or worried or about the stuff that is going on in the world today, you're very welcome to call in about that and let us know how that's affecting you. I think me and Kath, you know, certainly had our little wobble yesterday, and there will be more wobbles to come as this goes on and on and on and bloody on 5 years later. Today we're both feeling, well, I know I am feeling Great. I had a lovely interview on Radio 4, which was a joy. 30 minutes on Radio 4 this afternoon on the media show, if you want to go and check it out. And boy, you think talk radio a haphazard when it comes to technical stuff. They didn't test the link up. I gave me the link I had to click on to connect to them, like in the morning, and I clicked on it, and they wouldn't test it until 10 minutes before the show. And guess what? It didn't work. It didn't work. So we ended up doing it on Skype, and I'm thinking, I don't know how to turn off the ring on Skype, so please, dear God, don't anyone see I'm online and then phone me up, because we are screwed. So I did that. Then I went and saw, then I went and picked up the boys, and I got the boys staying with me for probably a couple of weeks now, which is great. I've not seen them for a week, and I was looking forward to the show tonight, the last one from us for a week. I'm in a great space, Catherine. I don't know about you. Oh, I did some Twitch sings as well. I did some singing online earlier on. I sung Backstreet Boys, Aquarius. I sung Billie Eilish. I was doing all the modern songs. Big, big fun. How has your day been, Boyle?
Really mixed. I've had a couple of really horrible things, but mostly, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to teach myself to claim the victories. I find that's really helpful in sort of trying times. Claim the small victories, the moments of lightness. The kids were laughing today like nobody's business. We went out for our kind of daily exercise, and they were on their bikes, and they went up and down this hill, and I was thinking, this is, you know, this is like the beginning of Casualty, but they were having such a lovely time. I didn't want to stop them. And then, of course, the cat's been ill last week. I was on diarrhea patrol last week, although I didn't have to patrol very far for some of it. It found me. But she went out for one of the first few times today, and she was just basking in the sunshine, and there was something very joyful about watching her run around. So, you know, all in all, we're all well. We're all together. You know, you've got to hold on to that, haven't you? You've got to hold on to that. Oh, yeah, and I went to the supermarket, and they had toilet paper. So I feel rich.
Oh, mate. Oh, and I've booked a click and collect for next Tuesday. I've got to go to Oxford, which is 18 miles away. But it's a click and collect. I was looking online, because I keep going onto the Tesco's website, because I'm determined to beat it. I'm determined to beat it. And I kept going on there. And I was flicking through it today, and it showed that on Friday, there were four delivery slots. I thought, oh, they've just released them. So I thought, I don't want it Friday. Let's see if there's anything Saturday. There wasn't anything Saturday. And then I went, oh, no, let me go back to Friday. They'd gone. They had gone. But I've got a click and collect next Tuesday. So I'm going to drive to Oxford, 40-minute journey, 40 minutes back. It'd probably still be quicker than going into the supermarket, and probably safer than going into the supermarket. So I feel on top of the world. Let's go to Rena, because Rena keeps dropping off, and I'd like to hear what she has to say. Good evening, Rena. You're on Talk Radio.
Good evening, Lee. I was just phoning to say, that gentleman that sang that song, maybe it's just me, but I really thought it was lovely. And I could see from the words what he was getting at. You know, cry through your tears, get uplifted and smile, and there's another day coming, etc. And I really thought it was nice.
You know the song?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's not a song. It's a song. Not only do I not like it, I dislike it. But if it brought you some joy, Then we're working. Then it's working, Rita. The magic
that's
is working.
Good. And I thought the gentleman is doing extremely, extremely well.
We will give him your number, and he can phone up and sing to you every day.
Well, that would be very nicely, but I'll just listen to him on the radio.
How are you doing, Rena? I don't know if we've spoken, but have we spoken before?
No, we haven't, dear. No. I'm an elderly lady.
I love your accent. Lady, are you wealthy? Are you single?
I'm a widow, or a widower. And just for the last 2 years, it happened 2 years ago.
I'm sorry.
But I'm coping, just like everybody else. Obey the rules.
The rules. Whereabouts in Scotland are you? I love your accent so much.
Well, I was actually from Glasgow originally, but I live near Edinburgh now.
Okay.
But you know what they say about Edinburgh, Lee, don't you?
Go on.
The only good thing that came out of Edinburgh was the Glasgow train.
There you go, you see. Well, this is it. There's a real rivalry between Glasgow and Edinburgh, and Glasgow is incredibly jealous that Edinburgh is the capital, but you're kind of an interloper.
Well, no, I don't think of myself on that way. But I'm a Glaswegian through and through, born and bred.
They've cancelled the old Edinburgh Festival this year, haven't they?
I know. First time in 70 years, I believe.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
However,
Rena, it's lovely to talk to you. I'm glad you enjoyed the song. Stay safe, stay in, wash your hands and look after yourself, okay?
I certainly will. I do all these things. And the same goes for you and Kat. Take care of each other and your families.
Thank you, Rena. You're an absolute delight. And, thank you. 0344 499 1000. I thought that call was going to go one way and it went the other way. It was delightful. Delightful, Rena. What a lovely call. I will not be taking care of Kath. She can do that herself. She is nearly 50 years old, so she can look after...
I am not.
I'm just thinking I'm going to get to bed at 1. I will be asleep by 2. And I'll be woken up at half past six by an 8-year-old jumping into bed and me saying, can we go downstairs now, Daddy? Can we go to... No, it's still nighttime. It's still nighttime. I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow. We're going to play some board games. A lot of Fortnite. There'll be some Fortnite. Play some board games. Oh, my 10-year-old is doing an online coding course in the morning for a couple of hours on Zoom, which is quite exciting. And then I think that's it, boy. I think that's all we've got planned, really.
Well, that sounds enough. You've got plenty on. Are you going to do Joe Wicks first thing?
No.
What? Why?
Of course I'm not.
I know last time you broke your bum.
Joe Wicks broke my bum. There's a story for you if the Daily Mail are listening to the podcast. No, Joe Wicks is too exhausting, but I've got to do something. We might go out for a little walk tomorrow. If the weather's half decent... We're going to go for a walk to the end of the road. It's quite a long road, so it's not as rubbish as it sounds. So I think we will probably do that. And then I think we're going to sleep in the den tomorrow night. So it's going to be a good 2 weeks of very, very little sleep. 0344 499 1000. Gavin, Alistair, stay there. Dear listener, you can call in about anything you want. We will turn nobody away. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10, our last show this week. Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I've just seen a face, I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me and I want all the world to see we've met. Had it been another day, I might have looked the other way and I'd have never been aware. But as it is, I'll dream of her tonight. Never known the like of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Da-da-da-da-da. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. I can't forget the time or place where we just met. She's just a girl for me and I want all the world to see we've met. Da-da-da. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes I'm falling, and she keeps calling me back again.
Thank you.
444-999-1000 is the telephone number, the late night alternative, unlike any other radio show in the world. Let's go to Gavin. Good evening, Gavin. Gavin, can you hear me?
I can. Are you? I'm listening to you.
Right. Okay, I'm listening to you.
This is a listen-off. Welcome. Thank you. I've just got this idea to keep us cheerful in these worrying times, anyway, on your show.
Is it We'll Get Stoned? Show. I'm in. Let's do it. Roll a fat one. Huh?
I love the show. Excuse me. You're basically a tune from the listener from the 70s or 80s for you to guess from a 70s and 80s film or series or anything like that. And if you don't get it, you have to pleasurably
kill a chicken.
Respond to Raspberry saying, no, don't get it, that's all.
Well, go on then. You
like
do
a
one.
Lot of fun.
Can I begin?
Hang on. Yes, do one. I'll get it. I know everything.
Begin with the cartoons.
Somebody's a miserable Kath.
Was that pleasurable enough?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Begin with a couple of tunes for you to guess.
Stop being a party Rupa. Just do it, man. Shut up, Catherine.
You shut up.
Okay, here goes. First one, a 70s sitcom.
On the buses?
Yep.
Yeah, well, don't tell me it's a 70s sitcom, because then, I instantly think of On the Buses.
And another one, an 80s series.
Professionals.
The Professionals. I mean, where's the challenge in this? Where's the challenge in this?
But somebody might ring you up, Ian, and we can all guess, and there might be a couple of challenges.
They won't. I watched too much television in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. Too much. It's
really?
All in here, and I'm pointing to my brain. It's all stored in here on microfiche. My brain has got more information in it than all of the libraries on this planet and all of the libraries. Oh, Catherine, guess what they found on Mars? Guess what they found on Mars?
A toaster?
A human skull.
Shut up.
No, shut up. Did you hear that,
they
Gavin?
They found
a... Shut your face. Did you hear that story, Gavin? They found a human skull on Mars.
Yes, I did. Yes.
Where did you read that? Bullshine Monthly.
Catherine, if I've heard it and Gavin has heard it, that makes two people hear it. We need one more person to back us up, and it becomes a fact. A fact. They found...
I'm sorry to let you down with my idea anyway, Ian.
It's a good idea, Gavin, but no one will beat me. I am unbeatable.
All right, then. Okay.
I've got one for you, all right? It's an 80s kids' TV program.
Okay.
You can't help him, Catherine.
Okay.
No, I've got one for you. No, I've got one for you. It's an 80s TV program, right?
Right. That's a children's program, isn't it?
It's on...
BBC.
Yes.
It's... No. Carry on. I just want the name of the program, please. And you're wrong. So far, you're wrong.
ITV.
No. I'm not giving you clues. For God's sakes, man. Just guess them.
Oh man, I'm so sorry to disappoint you.
Go on.
I don't know.
Go on.
We don't know, do you?
I don't. Sorry.
Do you want another one? Try this one.
No, Catherine,
what?
You can't move on to the next one until you have to do a raspberry, my friend. Thank you very much for your call. 0344 499 1000. What did you think the answer was, Kath?
Granger Hill.
Incorrect answer.
What?
Incorrect answer. Incorrect answer. It's not the show. Not the show I was thinking of.
Oh, not the show I was thinking of. But there's a show you were singing.
It's not the show I was thinking of.
Oh.
Oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. This is, dear listener, dear listener. I tell you what, let me make it a little bit easy for you. Hang on a second. Let me make it a little bit easy for you. I'm going to play the actual music. I want to know, I am thinking of a TV show. I am thinking of a TV show that this is the theme tune for. What is the TV show, please? Oh, hang on, this is an advert. What is this theme tune, the TV show that I am thinking of? What do you think it is, Kath?
Well, I know what this theme tune is for, but I don't know what theme tune you're thinking of. Are you thinking of...
I am thinking...
Starsky and Hutch.
I am thinking of this... I am thinking of this theme tune, and yeah. I'm thinking of a specific TV show it was the theme tune for. What was that, please?
Grange Hill.
Oh, I'm about to blow your mind, Chicken Little. I'm about to blow your mind. Is it Chicken Little or Chicken Licking? Chicken Licking. There we go. No looking on Twitter, because one of those scumbags will grass me up. This is a theme tune to a TV show that I am thinking of.
What I'm seeing a flying sausage.
Let's see if Barry from Watford knows. Barry, do you know what this is?
Yes.
Do you?
I'm going to blow your tiny mind, my friend.
Go.
Give us a clue.
No.
He's right. Give Us a Clue had the same theme tune as Grange Hill. Listen, here we go.
No.
Yeah, I know. Hang on.
And here's your host, Michael Aspel.
Thank you very much. Welcome to Give Us a Clue.
Isn't that the same theme tune? Isn't that insane, Barry?
It's a funny one. You know the theme to Steptoe and Son? They used to play that on Parliament Today whenever Corbyn went up to the dispatch box. Incredible to share two theme tunes.
Actual scenes. Catherine, has your mind been blown by the knowledge that Barry and I have spaffed on you?
Yeah, it has, because the one I remember, obviously being way younger than both of you, I mean, considerably so.
Well,
I remember the, asking you, give us a clue. One
there like you that. Are. Catherine's going to blow you now, Ian. Go on.
I am not.
Oh, sorry, I mean blow your mind now.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah. Hang on a second. While we're in the mood for music, which is it going to be? Is it going to be A? Is it going to be B? Is it going to be B? Is
not,
it going to be
mine.
A? It's
not
A.
Mine.
Keep your spirits up.
Special.
What have you got for us today, old man?
Well, I'll be honest with you. It is a Keep Your Spirits Up special, but it's been blown out of the water by your news that a human skull was found on Mars.
I know. I'm sorry. That should have been the show opener. A human skull has been discovered on the planet Mars.
Is that true?
Yes.
No.
Yes, it's true.
No,
it's not even a thing.
It's
true.
Come on.
How can you casually just toss that in? I can't believe it. It's amazing.
I know. It's true. We need to get that. In fact, I'm putting this call out into the ether. Professor Joseph Lavens
Oh, he's the man, yeah.
He is the man. If you are, he's probably got a photograph of it. If you are listening, we are not on tomorrow or Friday, but we'd love to speak to you either tonight or next week. We would love to speak to you about the human skull discovered on Mars, which backs up my theory that we all come from Mars.
He probably would have needed a bit more gnosis, really, knowing him. He
probably would have done, yes. I know, but I mean, it would... Yep.
We'll see, I suppose, if he knows him.
Keep our fingers crossed, won't we, Barry?
Not half.
Yeah, isn't it? Now we know that they found a human skull on Mars.
Yes.
What have you got tonight to keep our spirits up in this time of global pandemic and mass deaths?
I wanted to talk you through something you've never let me talk about, and my beautiful wedding to my lovely wife.
Yes, please.
Your romancy music.
You want some romancy?
Yeah, keep us all happy.
Let's get some romancy music. Hang on a second. Let's drop.
That's it.
Any good? Yep, go on then.
Imagine walking down the aisle, my Margaret being accompanied by her dad, a fabulous fella. I was waiting with my best, not with romantic, I mean, I was waiting with my best man. You got another one?
You carry on, I'll find something.
I was waiting with my best man when this creature, this gorgeous creature came
Ring-a-ding-a-dong-dong.
And suddenly, as I looked round, I saw her. It looks on everything. Let's be clear about that. She's a lovely personality. Yes. She approached me. She had the veil over her face. I lifted it, and after a moment of shock, I kissed her on the cheek. God, she was beautiful. She looked like £100. She really did. I took hold of her hands, and it's those little things you enjoy, the funny little jokes. She gave me her finger. I squeezed it. She farted. There was not a dry ice in the house. There wasn't any dry ice in the house. Dry eye in the house. So I meant And we've been very happily married ever since. Okay, you know, the face is... Well, it's not everything, and all that will clear up at some point, I'm sure. But she's a wonderful woman, and it's a very deep kind of love we've got, or Stockholm Syndrome, one of the two. But we've been having a lot of fun together. And, of course, being alone together during the day, there's an awful lot of sex going on. Romantic sex, cheeky sex, on the buses style sex, but mostly passionate sex.
Passionate.
Very, very passionate.
Okay.
And I want to leave you with that image, guys. Good night, all.
Thank you. We're going to play the song that you had your first dance to on your wedding.
Oh, thank you. Can you hear me?
Good night, Barry. I'll make love to you by Boys to Men for you and
Can you hear
Margaret.
Me still?
Yeah.
Yes, we can, unfortunately. Lovely. I can't cut you off from where I am. So goodbye.
Oh, this is romance, isn't it? Old fashioned.
And blow out the candlelight. For tonight is just your night. We're gonna celebrate.
With sex.
All through the night.
For the wine.
Is it the boys making love to each other?
They're singing to each other.
Here comes the chorus. Here comes the chorus, guys. Everyone get ready.
To your demands, I will do anything.
I don't know really any other song.
Oh, you actually know
the words. Gosh.
Yeah, of course I do.
Oh, Struth, we haven't done the break. This is Talk Radio.
Do it.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Let's try Anthony again. Good evening, Anthony.
Good evening, how are you?
I'm very well, Anthony. What have you got for us tonight?
Oh my God, you're kidding me now. You lied to me and you told me a porcupine, you did.
I didn't tell you a porcupine. What are you talking about?
You said Barry died.
Oh, that was a recording of Barry we just played then. That was a classic. We're calling that feature classic Barry.
No.
No. I thought he had died. I'm not convinced that's the real Barry, but if it is, he's speaking from beyond the grave. You shouldn't be angry with me. You should be pleased. You should be pleased that Barry has risen from the dead.
Good old guy, Barry.
There you go.
What he's in, obviously the crime part is not, you know, all that good. People dying in that.
It's not all that good at all, mate. It's pretty loud.
What he's in, I'm feeling a bit low and disappointed, you know, because I've still been with my partner who I've been for 5 years. And still struggling to get through this you know, this time, because I miss her during the day when she's here, and all the memories as well. And it's hard to take in, you know. I don't know how to go with the flow kind of thing.
You just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other, and you just got to keep getting through day by day. It gets better. It will get better.
It will.
You know, it's a cliche. Time is a great healer. It actually is. You'll never forget her. She will always be a part of your life. Well, then that's great, and that's a real gift. But it will. It's like when someone dies, right? You think, oh my God, when someone close to you dies, my God, I'm never gonna forget them. I'm gonna live my life better. I'm gonna cherish every second. And you might do that for a few weeks, you might do it for a few months, but eventually that fades and the pain goes. You never forget them, but the pain goes, and then you'll go a whole day without thinking about them, and you go, oh, I didn't think. And then it'll be a week, and then you might think about them a lot, and it gets easier, is what I'm trying to say to you, is what I would say if I were talking to my boys. It gets easier.
I understand. You know, I like your cats, bro. I've seen your cats on YouTube. How many cats have you got? Four or five?
I've got four cats, but it's not mine I'm worried about at the moment. It's Catherine's, because it looks like Willow's sticking her tongue out at you, Kath, and having a hissy fit.
She was not very happy.
I just woke her up.
Boys to men woke her up, yeah, but I'm tickling her ears now.
There is nothing cuter than a cat's tongue. A cat sticking its tongue out is just the best thing. And sometimes if a cat's had a good old lick, they'll forget to put the tongue away and there'll just be a little bit of tongue sticking out. And it's the best. They forget to put their tongue away, the idiots. And it just sticks out. And if you've got a dark cat and there's, you know, pink thing sticking out, wonderful. Love it. My cats are great. I love them. They're a joy. They're a pain in the bum. And I would not have it any other way, Anthony. They are the gift that keeps on giving.
I'm actually allergic to cats, by the way.
Well, in that case, I'm going to have to cancel the invitation to my house. Anthony, nice to talk to you, my friend. Take care. It will get better, I promise. Let's go to Steve. Good evening, Steve.
Hello there. I rang up about
Steve.
Give us a clue at first, and Barry beat me, didn't he?
Barry, I would like to apologise, Steve. I thought that section was distasteful. I thought it was unpleasant. It certainly made me actually, I sicked up a little bit. I swallowed it, so you won't have noticed. And and he ruined the Grange Hill Give Us a Clue teaser that should have ran all night. And that he ruined it. And I would like to apologise, Steve. He's not kept our spirits up this week. He's actually lowered them. He is, I'm going to say it, Barry is worse than COVID-19. There we go.
Ooh,
I've said it.
Wow. Ooh, that's harsh.
It's harsh, but fair. What can we do for you? What can we do to make?
What was Cat's one? Was that Johnny Briggs? Johnny Biggs, or whatever
it was. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Well.
Would you like to make love to me?
Are we okay tonight?
Steve, just glossing over that once in a lifetime invitation I was making to you, Steve. Never getting it again. I'm on top of the world tonight, actually, and I'm looking forward to having a couple of days off. About to dive into 2 weeks of having the boys. Pretty much, they might go back for a day or two, but their mum is really working a lot the next couple of weeks. And it'll be a challenge when I'm doing the radio and doing this, but it's a challenge I'm excited about. And we've got some fun things lined up. So I'm good. Kath, you all right, love? You all right, love?
I think we'll be all right, yeah. I'm going to just throw myself into making this as unweird as possible for the kids. That's all you can do.
How do you know you can't sometimes get yourself motivated, Ian? And,
yes.
And you know, sometimes. Does it sort of like wane off when you've got the kids there? Does it get easier? Or you still feel that? Or do you... Is it some days better than others?
Feel it,
or do you just sort of like jump up?
Some days it's better than others. Some days it's better than others. And some days, if it's too much, then I rely a little bit too much on Fortnite. And I try my best not to be grumpy, because that is my default setting, is to be a little bit snappy and a bit grumpy. And I've spoken to them about it. I've spoken to them saying, funnily enough, when we got in tonight, first thing they did was jump on the computer while I was still taking my coat off, and they wanted me to fix something. And I did get a bit snappy. And then I had a chat with them afterwards. I said, I'm really sorry I got snappy. It's just I've not seen you, and I felt a little bit disappointed that you went straight to the computer. And also, I'm not feeling very well. I've had this headache for weeks. It's this ongoing headache. And I said, it might be coronavirus. I don't know. Don't think it is, but it might be. And it's just making me a little bit short-tempered. So if in the next couple of weeks you're here, if I snap, I'm going to try not to, but if I snap, you have full permission to go, Dad, you're snapping because you've got a headache. And and I said, I'll probably snap again. And then 20. So, it can be difficult. But because I don't see the boys, as you know, that much, because they don't live with me, it makes it easier to be more focused on the times that I do have them, I think.
Yeah. So
it'll be tough next week going to bed
there,
up, but, you know, 1
there,
and getting up at half 6.
Like, you mean it's sort of like there hanging over, but it's sort of like put to a little side. Is that what you sort of mean?
Yes, but also if I need a little weep, I can nip upstairs and have a little weep for 15 minutes in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, if I they're very good at letting me have a little doze for 45 minutes if I need it. If I need a bit of time to go and phone my sponsor or someone in recovery, I can do that. I did an AA. What did I do? Was it a meeting? I think I did an AA meeting last week while the boys were here, and they were cool with it. They're old enough that I can leave them on their own for a couple of hours, you know, downstairs. So, you know, but I'm also aware of my responsibility to be the parent, to be one half of the parenting team, to guide them through this insanity as safely and as carefully as possible. And that's a big responsibility, and I'm certainly going to put them before me. You know, I don't want to let them down with this, because this is here's my prediction: we're going to have years after this of mental health issues, years of people dealing with alcoholism and mental health. But also, I think in about 20 years' time, the kids are going to be, a lot of them will be in therapy, talking about what we're going through now. And it's up to us as parents, and it's tough, and we're all going to lose our tempers with our kids, and we're all going to snap, and that is fine as long as you explain it afterwards. But it's up to us as parents to try and make this situation cause as the least amount of damage possible. It will damage them, I'm pretty sure of it. It will damage most of the kids, and it's up to us to make sure it causes the least amount of damage.
I think though we underestimate how understanding they are sometimes, though.
Yeah.
I think they know better than probably what we give them credit for.
Mm. Yep.
I think
so,
anyway.
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, well, it was nice to speak to you anyway. I shall let you carry on and listen to Barry again, or not.
Nice one. Thank you so much. I'm sorry he ruined your dreams, Steve, but thank you. Let's go to, hang on a second, 0344. 499-1000 is the phone number. Let's go to Mark. Good evening, Mark.
Hello, how you doing? All right?
I'm all right, Mark.
Good stuff. Cool. And hi, Kathy, right?
Hiya, Mark. Yeah, I'm fine.
A couple of things. Mind blown by the Give the Clue Grainchild thing, because I'm of a certain age when Grainchild was like the big thing. But I don't know if I can do this back to you guys. It Must Have Been Love. I was mind blown about 6 months ago when I found out that was initially a Christmas song. Did you guys?
Which one? It must have been Love, but it's over now.
It was originally a Christmas song. So basically, they are. And I Wikipedia'd this because you know it's what you do, isn't it? It had sleigh bells at the beginning, and there was a word in it like winter or Christmas that they re-recorded. People from Pretty Woman wanted a song by Roxette, and they asked them for something. They didn't have time to do a new song, so they just used that one, which had been out about 2 or 3 years before that. Took off the sleigh bells at the beginning, got, I can't remember the name of the lady from Roxette now who died recently. What's her name?
Was it Anna Yoon there?
It sounds quite Swedish. That'll do.
Yeah.
Name was Marie.
Good, Kath, I've got it right.
Marie
Fredrickson.
They got to record the word that was winter, and bang, number one single.
Gosh.
Go. So what? It had like sleigh bells and stuff on?
At the beginning, yeah. If you YouTube the original version of It Must Have Been Love, you'll hear a sleigh bell introduction.
Okay, well, I'm going to take your word for it because I can't. I'm reading about how James O'Brien might have coronavirus. Well, here's one for you. What's that song by Madness, Kath, that I'm thinking of?
Which one?
I don't remember.
Last Train to Cairo, Must Be Love.
Yes.
We know that.
Labby Siffrey. That's Labby Siffrey.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, no one's impressed by that. Okay. Well, that should have been impressive.
I think a lot of the early Madness records were all covers, weren't they? Because they were into Prince Buster, Star scene in Jamaica, and that kind of stuff.
I like the one. What's the mad? I like the song. I like one song Madness did, but I found them a bit annoying. Really,
A bit frenetic.
Mark, have you ever seen the?
A bit frenetic for you.
I don't know that one. Mark, have you seen the film that Madness made?
No, I'm not sure I'm aware of it either, actually.
Madness made a film really early on in their career, made a movie, and it is about how Madness got together. And I watched it years ago, and it's brilliant. And so it's them telling the story of Madness, like acting it out, like in a movie. They're all playing their own parts. And it's called something like Here It Is Now. Once More Again. Ring-a-ding-a-ding. What's it called? It's called It's got words in the name. And it's a good film. And do you know what? I'm going to find it, and I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Cool. Has it got people like Elvis, people from the Stiff Records label in it, like Elvis Costello and Nick Drake and all that lot? Has it got people like that in it?
I don't remember. All I remember is Suggsy from Madness having a fight in a toilet with some skinheads. That's all I remember. But it's a decent. I remember it being a good old film. I don't know what that film.
I'll try and locate it. Some stuff's difficult to get, isn't it? Like I wanted to watch Police, the movie, a couple of months ago because I like it, and I can't get it on any streaming sites. No one's uploaded it on YouTube for a month or whatever. I can't get hold of it. I can watch the theme tune by Scylla. I can get that on there, but I can't get the
Asked to do a little promo thing today for the company that owns loads of films, and I was going through the films. I had to pick three or four films I liked, and one of the films was from 1979, and it was the Rising Damp movie, and I was astounded. It must have been after Richard Beckinsale died, because he's not in it. There's someone else playing Richard Beckinsale. And Catherine, here's what blew my mind. Do you know who directed the Rising Damp movie?
Oh, it wasn't.
I'll give you a clue.
McGrath,
he's been a guest. It was Joe McGrath. Joe McGrath directed the Rising Damp movie from 1979.
It was brilliant.
What a world it all exists. Take It or Leave It, the film was called, with Madness. Take It or Leave It, starring Madness.
Go and watch it. I will. One of the reasons I find it, it's a keeping spirits up thing. I think everyone needs that at the moment. It's a bit of a, using the show as a bit of a plea. I was about to start a new job on Monday, so I don't mean to turn this into the Jeremy Vine show or anything, but that job's been pulled.
And, we've got a text from a truck driver, and it says, Jeremy, I'm a big, burly truck driver, but hearing Mark's call, I just had to pull into a over into a lay-by, and I'm now in tears. That's from a truck driver.
and then Jeremy will condone or advocate the other caller and go, oh, I don't know why you're doing that then, Mark. It was looking bad. I'm on garden leave, actually, until Friday, and it was a bit of a lost cause. My existing firm don't want to take me back because of what's going on. I hope that's the reason, but they're not being explicit about that.
Because of the murder.
Because of the murder, yeah. Don't tell anyone. But I was watching the guy from Money, Martin Lewis, and he said that basically my existing firm are allowed to withdraw my notice and put me on furlough. Oh. And he's had confirmation from the Treasurer about that, but there's nothing about it online. So it's just a bit of a plea to anybody that's listening that might have any kind of welly about escalating that and putting that on there, because my firm are worried about doing that in case they're breaking any laws and they get done for fraud or that kind of thing. They're very, very by the book. So it was just a little bit of a plea if anyone is out there, if anyone is able to escalate that or anything like that at all, or even sort of...
Mark, can I ask you a question? Have you listened to this show before?
Of course I have, yeah.
Have you heard the quality of the callers that we get to? Let me rephrase that. Have you heard the idiots that phone this show?
Yeah.
Do you honestly think any of our callers, do you think Alan Caddick is going to be able to help you?
You never know.
I'm teasing.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm teasing. Mark, are you on Twitter or anything?
Facebook.
Okay, I was going to say, if you're on Twitter, you could tweet me and I could retweet it. That would be a place. Listen, actually, if anyone's listening...
I've got a Twitter account. I'm not sure if it's alive, but yeah, I'll tweet you.
If it is,
really
tweet me with the request and I'll retweet it, and maybe someone who's following might be able to help, mate. I wish you the very best of luck, Mark.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you for your call.
One more thing. Have you checked out what Nathan's doing, right? Nathan said. He's doing something cool. It started today. You like this?
Yeah.
It's the Beatles in isolation lockdown.
Yeah.
Every day he's going to be doing a Beatles-related song, starting with something from The Day That Paul Met John and finishing with Real Love, something every day. And today he did a Lonnie Donegan song, and I think it was Put It On The Style, and he did Let's Play House by Elvis to replicate what was happening on that day. And every day he's going to do something different until...
Until John gets shot. Mark, I will check it out. Thank you. I love Nathan Persad. We're going to be late for the adverts, but I'm being typed on my screen that we have someone very important has just called in. You see? Gosh. Wow. Okay. We've got a very special guest. Catherine has just called in. So the
exciting times
can go and hold. I don't know what to say. I'll just say, welcome, Professor Joe Lavens. Good evening, Professor.
Wow.
Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. That's Ian. Is that right?
This is Ian. We've spoken before, and Catherine, who's my co-host. Professor Joe Lavens, for those who don't know, is probably the leading, certainly in the top 50 leading UFO experts in the world currently at the moment. Thank you so much for calling in. We were talking about, there was a big, big news story recently. They have found a human skull on Mars, Professor. And, of course, we know that you think humans came because aliens came to Earth and I think done it with a monkey.
That is correct.
But you are, I just wondered, and I can just see you've sent me some, what are these, photographs you sent me?
Yes, indeed. Some diagrams that I wrote, I drew myself. based on some work by the conspiracy theorist Scott C. Waring, who has, I believe the story that, yeah, it's pretty conclusive. The skull that he has reported on Sol 410, I've drawn next to it an alien, as I understand it, an extraterrestrial.
Okay, I'm going to retweet this.
Okay. It is only a diagram. It's not factual. It's very much my interpretation.
Rocks. Okay, I'm going to tweet these, Joe. So, first of all, do you buy this story? Do you think they have found a human skull on Mars?
Oh, not only that. Yeah, very much so. Just to recap the story, through the NASA site Midnight Planets, Scott C. Waring claims to have found evidence of a skull. He goes one step further by saying the skull actually appears to show signs that it died in pain. You see the teeth showing. You see the lips parted. If you look at the skull I've drawn, and it's in a green color, which is the traditional scary color of Mars. I've shown the mouth, a wide open mouth. I think in the gray, it does look like he could have died in pain. The jaw and cheek eye ridges are well pronounced. The nose looks human, but wider, thicker on the top. I didn't get the detail of the back of the head, but it seems to have part of the neck and the head still attached to it. So it's my interpretation based on scientific facts.
Okay, I'm I've just got to turn one of these pictures around. Right. Catherine, as we know, doesn't believe in any of this stuff.
I'm an open-minded skeptic, Professor, but it does seem rather far-fetched. Yeah. Oh, do we not have a tendency as human beings to look for faces in ordinary objects? You know, that's kind of a primeval thing, isn't it?
Yes, I guess you're right. But in this case, there have been so many things found on Mars. You only have to go to various websites to see the skull. The medieval jugs, a pair of trousers has been seen on there. Some platform shoes, a rosary bead, and what looks like a gonk from about 1978, whether that's an alien one, something of a good luck charm that children might break into exams.
Did you say a pair of jugs?
Yes, a pair of jugs has been seen on Mars, certainly. Medieval Grecian jugs.
You mean breasts?
Yes, sir. A pair of ladies' jugs have been seen on Mars. Quite big ones, wobbly ones, you know.
Well, they'd have to be seen from here.
Yes, sir. I mean, obviously. Obviously, lunar craft have come across a number of ladies' knockers and what have you, but not only that.
On Mars. Ladies' knockers on Mars. This is astounding.
Yeah, breasts. Ladies' breasts. And a couple of Grecian pots, various accoutrements for any landing craft. And as you can see there, I've drawn what a number of people have reported is an alien with an arm like an extra long knob. But he is about the size of...
An extra long what now?
Sorry, a penis.
If you look at the picture, Catherine, it's an arm like an extra long knob.
I'm going to have to Google Mars knob.
No, it's not to be silly. It's a phallus, a man's dingle-dangle. But it's
Mars phallus, made, okay.
Yeah, Mars phallus.
And I can see it, yeah.
One
that
arm
was my nickname at school.
Dingle-dangle.
Mars phallus.
Right. Okay. If you're going to be silly about it, I'm just.
I'm not being silly. That was genuinely.
He was from Slough. That's where the factory is.
We've got some comments.
Right.
Laura says, "I'm not standing by him when he waves." Roger, because of the dingle dangle arm. Roger says actual proof. Andrew says, "Is the genitalia to scale?" Good question, Andrew. Is the genitalia to scale in the diagram?
If you look at the picture, the extra long phallus in itself is probably to scale. And if you look, you can just see a pair of nuts under his arm there. So I would say that probably, I've not been to Mars. But.
No. David Nisbet says WTF, and that means what the flip. I don't think he's buying it.
Oh, I thought it was why the face.
I know what that means.
Okay, and Divi says, are they testicles under his arm? We've established.
Yes, sir. Yes, that. Sir.
So, and this is, but I'm confused. Why would there be, sorry to go back to this. Why would there be Greek women's breasts on Mars? And that's very specific.
No. Sorry, misunderstanding. There's Greek paraphernalia from, ancient times, pre-medieval times, pots, pans, knives, forks, rudimentary cutting equipment. But
you said knives.
Knives, et cetera.
You said knives, and then you said rudimentary cutting equipment.
It means big choppers.
Okay. Look, you don't have to. I know what you're trying to pick, but yes.
Did the aliens have big choppers?
Yes. They have things to chop things with. All I'm saying is that as well as that, there are a pair of ladies' knockers up on one of the hills in 410, in Seoul 410. But what I'm saying to you, breasts, and what I'm saying is you can see that where the landing craft has gone around, there's various photos, there's all kinds of things there.
Yeah.
And I'm just reporting what I've seen. I've not been there, but I know people at NASA and there's all sorts of things up there which will become apparent as we go. So I hope that's been some help to you.
Okay, that's been really helpful, Professor. I really appreciate that. Is this anything we should be concerned about?
Well, you want to hope that when this whole thing is over, that there's a lot of talk about aliens coming down to save us, which is fine, but you just take a good look at what I've drawn there with that alien, and he's got a long arm like a
man. Oh, I'll be studying that after the show when I'm in bed, yeah.
A man's winkle, and you want to make sure that doesn't come down and do you any damage. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor.
Good night. And as the aliens say, Conkeely.
And what does Conkeely mean?
It means good night, God bless. Hope the bugs don't bite.
Do they have bugs and gods?
I'm just saying what the aliens say.
Conkeely. Okay, will you make it? Conkeely.
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 Conkeely. Pair of women's knockers. Big fat titties on Mars. They got big fat titties on Mars.
Okay, you don't have to keep saying big fat knockers. Okay, good night.
They got big fat boobies on Mars. Guys, come and look through my telescope. They got big fat boobies on Mars.
What a time to turn around and see my 10-year-old standing at the top of the stairs.
Big fat boobies on Mars.
Joe, it's nice to talk to you. Thank you. We'll be back. This is Talk Radio.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Yes, what a time to turn around and see my 10-year-old stood there. Adam Schlesinger from Fountains of Wayne has died.
I just saw that. God.
52... Coronavirus. Man, that sucks. That sucks. What a time we're living in. I'm going to play. Let me play one of the songs he produced. Fountains of Wayne, great pop band. He did. Remember that film? It was a really good film that with who's that? Tom Hanks. That Thing You Do. Do you remember that? Did you see that?
Yeah, it was
really
kind of a Beatles takeoff, wasn't it?
Kind of like an American Beatles band, one hit wonders. He wrote the song. He wrote the song, that Thing You Do.
It was great.
It was really good. And he produced the Last Monkeys album. What was the song he wrote? Was it You Bring the Summer? Monkey, I can't remember what the song was called that he wrote. He produced the whole album, which was Good Times. He wrote this. I'm going to play this. Let's play. That sucks, man. That sucks. Let's have this, shall we? There we go. Hang on a minute. If only I could make my computer work.
1, 2, 3, 4! You blew my mind. You turned back time. You changed my tune. I looked in your eyes.
saw starry skies, the sun and moon. And you're a dreamer just like me. We don't need reality. We're in our own world. We're in our own world. We're in our own world. That nobody else can see.
Life goes on. Let's go to Tom. Alistair, you've been waiting ages. Everyone's been waiting ages. It's all over the place a bit. Let's go to Tom first. Good evening, Tom.
Hi, Alistair. Ian.
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Not very well. Could you come off speakerphone?
Can you hear me okay now, Ian?
You're still on speakerphone?
No, I've come off speakerphone now. Is that better?
You've literally... It's literally changed nothing.
Oh, is that better?
I'm going to say it is because the time is running out for all of us. What can we do for you tonight, Tom?
Thank you, Ian. I just wanted to call up and say how my appreciation for Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. I've only recently found the programme in the lockdown, the last 2 weeks, and I. Genuinely, bottom of my heart, really appreciate the listening to it, and it's brilliant. So thank you. That's what I wanted to say.
It is. Tell everyone, because everyone thinks that we're idiots.
Who thinks that? Who?
Everybody thinks that we're idiots, and it's a show for kids, and it's not. It's a brilliant show.
Oh, my God, it's genius. Genius show. Like
Have you had a little drinky poos tonight, Thomas?
What, honest answer?
Yes.
I thought so. Did you detect a little bit of Stella in the accent?
I can smell a little bit of the wine we call Stella coming out of your breath, yes.
Yes, quite right. No,
that
it's a little
might be why
I must say, I really appreciate the show. And for someone like myself, a 33-year-old listening, what a great show.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, it is. I can't argue with you. It's the best.
Brilliant.
Give us a kiss. Give us a kiss.
Mwah.
Tom, thank you very much. Alistair, we're going to come to you after the news, Tom. You've been waiting for ages. I'm so sorry. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You'd be very, very welcome. Another hour of complete and utter nonsense. And that Schlesinger thing has got me there. I have a little think about what we can play. I want to play Me and Magdalena, but that's too. That's pulling the song he produced for the Monkees, probably easily one of the Monkees' top five songs they ever did. But that's pulling a little too hard on the old strings of the heart. So maybe not. Anyway, we'll find something. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Great song. That was Adam Schlesinger, and he passed away 52, Kath, kind of my age. You know, when they start being kind of your age, it's oh shit, this is real.
Yeah.
This is a real thing that's going on. This is a real thing that's going on.
Yeah, I remember the feeling when my class started to be the ones that were running things. You'd look at the MPs and they'd be your age and you think, flipping heck, here we go. And now people, you know, dying of this. Something else, isn't it?
It's nuts, man. Flipping stay indoors, wash your hands, don't be a dick. It's that simple, man. People my age are dying. You know, kids. Dear God. Dear God. That one's gonna sit with me a bit. And it's just so random. It's so random. And no one knows... I think I might have had it. I think I might have had it, but I don't know. No one knows. Yeah. You know, this is the insane thing, and not everyone will get it, and some people will get it and never notice. But it only kills old people. Well, it looks like it doesn't. I'm afraid.
Yeah, exactly. We'll all hold up thinking, "Am I all right? Is this a symptom? Do I feel okay?" And it's really hard to know whether you're looking for it, you know, or whether it's happening to you. But
I do
God,
think
such weird times.
The more this goes on, I do think that Boris Johnson and his friends are screwing this up. But I don't know enough about dealing with global pandemics to think otherwise. It just strikes me as odd that for a few weeks we were following our own path and then we seemed to turn a corner and copy everyone else. Well, maybe if we'd copied everyone else before, I don't know. I am grateful we're not living in America right now because, you know, 5 days ago, 10 days ago, it was a democratic hoax, you know, and now they're looking at losing possibly a quarter of a million people. Jesus. But the flu, it's not as bad as the flu. It's not. People will still be calling. Toby Young. Flipping Toby Young. Did you read Toby Young at the weekend?
Yes, I did.
Jesus. No. Toby Young and a lot of these Tory arseholes. I'm not even. Oh, God. It doesn't matter if it's not worth spending the money to save old people that would only live for another 2 or 3 years anyway. No!
Oh, God.
It is worth spending every penny this country's got to save my mum, to save your mum, to save everybody. That's the job of the government.
It's not necessarily true. This whole nature's pruning shears argument, you know, dehumanises people. And that's the problem, isn't it? That we're othering each other. Dehumanises people and also fails to take in that we don't quite know who it is that's most vulnerable. You know, we're seeing children dying of it now.
I have gone from, you know, from wishing that nobody would die of this disease. I have to use this very carefully because out of context, this will sound vicious. But if Donald Trump got this and died of this, I'm not wishing it on him at all. But boy, oh boy, that would send a real message to his followers who believe him that this is a hoax and this is nothing to worry about and is something to joke about. And he's changed tune slightly. But here's the thing. When he was giving he was giving his address yesterday while we were on air, and one of the things he said was, a lot of people are going to die. I don't want to. And he dragged forward the professor and said, you give out the numbers. I don't want to say them. You coward.
Wow.
You coward. That's your job. It's your job is to say them. And it's your job or is to try and instill confidence. So listen, I don't wish death on anybody. But if Donald Trump got it and died of it, I think he's killing thousands of people. And also anybody that says, I'm not singling out Toby Young for 1 second, so please don't think I am. There have been lots of people. Anybody that says, well, you know, If people die, it's not worth spending all the money we're spending on them. Well, you know, I'm not wishing it on you, but that would, it could be interpreted if someone got it, that is some form of karmic justice. Well, we've got to do this. The government's job is to protect everybody in the country, whatever cost.
Listen, if wishing it away or, you know, wishful thinking could be a vaccine, we'd all be doing it. But it's not wishing. Wishing away is not going to do it. And we all wish that being positive and thoughts and prayers and all that could get rid of it. But it's not happening. So we need to take action. And I'm willing to be told what to do for a while.
Me and Stephen Page are chatting about it on Twitter. And I just stay safe. Everybody stay safe. Everybody, please, I beg you, stay safe. Alistair's been waiting for flipping ages. Alistair, I'm on one knee and I'm apologising to you, my friend. What have you got for us tonight?
Well, you don't need to apologise to me, Ian. You know that. Anyway, hi, Ian. Hi, Catherine. I've just tweeted a picture to you. This is my latest creative. It's an art installation in the bathroom.
Oh.
I don't know if you can find
it's not
it.
I'm going to find it. It's not brown, is it?
No. It's
oh.
Have you found it?
Okay. Yeah. I forgot to name it.
I was going to say first aid kit.
And your soul.
And your soul. Pessaries, is it?
Oh, gosh. You got it bad, baby. You got it bad. What's
so
that?
Please
don't tell me that that kind of pinky apricot thing I can see to the side looks like a dirty, dirty saucer or bowl. Please don't tell me that's your soap dish.
Yes.
But, you are disgusting.
I'm the only person that uses it, Ian.
Oh, my God, you are disgusting.
Because I live alone. What? I'm just a poor boy living alone.
Live alone.
I live alone. I like it. Do you know what? This is the first bit of art you've created that speaks to me. Speaks to me on a real physical gut level. Forget the poem. I'm going to be honest, Alistair, that was crap. This is great. This sums up what it's like to be a man living alone, like me, brother, like me, during a time of international crisis. We've still got to, listen, you've got Domestos, you've got Dettol. We've still got to clean, and we've still got to use pessaries up our bum hole to keep our bums fit.
Can I just add, those toilet rolls were collected, I didn't panic buy, I promise, they were collected over at least 2 months.
Gosh, okay. Well, I know a bit more about you than I need to.
How are you doing, big man? You all right?
A great day today. I went for an hour and a half's walk.
Oh, you know, whoa, hang on, stop the clock. You're only allowed an hour. Catherine, get the police. I think he may still be on probation. Get the police. I'll keep him talking. Yeah. We'll triangulate.
We've got an illegal walker.
He's only allowed 60 minutes. This guy had 90 minutes. Oh, I'm going to grass you up, boy. You had some exercise.
Yeah, it's the longest walk I've done. I'll keep to the rules tomorrow. So I felt really good. I had a moment of serenity because where I live, it's just farming fields all around, middle of nowhere really, 30 minutes to any city, town, whatever.
And
I mean, there were still a few walkers, and of course I moved aside, so I retained the 2 meter rule, but it was lovely. And lovely fresh air. So I know that I'm very lucky. I'm very humble about that because I know a lot of people probably wouldn't have that facility nearby, but it was great. Now, I do have a mini film quiz for you both just to finish up.
Okay, I'm in.
Okay.
Right. So I've curated these questions. Hopefully, the first two questions, one to each, are kind of hopefully your subjects, right? So, Ian, the first question to you. Who directed Avengers Endgame?
How the hell would I know?
Well, haven't you seen it? I thought you liked it.
Yeah, I've seen it. I don't know who directed it. Robert De Niro.
No. So, you don't score there. Catherine?
Oh. Yes?
Who wrote the music to The Sound of Music?
Oh, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yeah. 1-0 to Catherine. Now...
Boom.
What's this, a stupid quiz?
Right, the last one is a bit more difficult, and it's on the buzzer. So the buzzer means that you just say yes when you're ready to answer, and it's for both of you.
Okay.
So, in the film... The 2009 film got nearly 8 out of 10 on IMDb. The Insider.
Oh.
Name either one of the principal actors or the director.
What?
I haven't seen it.
Well, I've not seen it. What, no one's seen it. It's not a real film.
Right. Are you sure?
Robert De Niro.
It's about the how the tobacco industry tried to sell more cigarettes.
Al Pacino! Al Pacino!
Yes. It's
you
one
that.
It finishes.
No, I didn't.
One,
I know.
One.
I know that.
Yeah, yeah. Great film, by the way.
Hang on. So Catherine only got one question.
Well, I was doing three.
Oh,
questions.
We got a joint one.
Oh, do you want me to think of on the top of my head a sort of thing? One of you just
you
buzz in.
Two questions each. How can you have a three-questioned quiz?
Because then somebody would win, but like...
He's had too much fresh air, this bloke. Can't wait till the police bang him up.
All right, this is the... Who wrote the book that led to the film Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
That was Ian Fleming.
Fleming.
Correct,
Ian Fleming.
So Catherine wins.
I said it first, but there's a delay on my
you
line.
Didn't, though.
I did actually. Alistair, you caused nothing but division. Go away. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
This is the world we're living in, right? Well, we're living it. One of the Facebook pages I'm on. Where is it gone? Where has it gone? Where has it gone? Where has it gone? This is it. Wendover Parish Council. The weekly Thursday market will be going ahead tomorrow with the bread and olive stall traders attending. If you plan to shop the market, please remember to keep a 2 metre distance from other people. What?
We must have our bread and olives.
What? And so a few people have posted, second post, bloody crazy, stay at home for F's sake, you lot will never learn. Next post, mental. Next post, putting people at risk. But then people start wading in going, so are the supermarkets. Yeah, but a scotch egg and a samosa is not essential shopping. No, but it tastes nice though. Thumbs up.
Oh.
And there's just a few people going, yeah, I'll be down there tomorrow. For God's sakes, man. What does it take? What does it take? I know what it takes. It takes for someone close to you. It takes for someone you have a connection with, whether it be someone close to you or an artist or someone. It takes for something like that, I think, for a lot of people to get it. For a lot of people to understand it. I mean, not get the...
Still, those olives. Good enough to die for.
Those olives. Nice to hear from Stephen Page. Maybe we'll invite him on, see if he fancies coming on for a chat. Let's go to Marie. Good evening, Marie.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, Marie. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Marie.
To say, can you hear me?
Yes,
we can. That's
all right.
Yes, I'll let you deal with this one, Catherine.
I just rang in to say how much I've enjoyed the show tonight. It just gave me a bit of a boost because I've had one of those, you know, down days that we all get. I was just writing out, as I was listening, a list of things to be thankful for, just to shake myself up a bit, you know. The laughter was brilliant. It honestly, it really perked me up and made a change listening to Joseph Lavery.
Joseph Lavens, a very knowledgeable man.
But it was amazing. And I could hear you two giggling in the background. And that's the sort of thing that really gets us out of the depression. It really does. And
God, I'm glad.
So I just, that's all I rang up for, really. I did my
Thanks,
list.
Thanks, Marie.
And
how did it come up?
Because I was watching, earlier on, I was watching The Undateables, which is absolutely amazing. And I find that very touching, actually. Really, really touching. And so I've had a few tears and a few laughters tonight. And keep it up. I love the madness. It's great.
Thanks, Marie, and thanks for getting in touch with us. It's really appreciated, really appreciated. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Marie.
So I've just looked at the YouTube chat. Thank you, Marie. And there's talk about these antibody tests being available shortly. And then someone said, there's a message on Amazon. So I've just gone to Amazon to see it. And there is, on the homepage, there is a button you can click, COVID-19 testing kits. Read more. The government has asked Amazon to partner with them alongside other retailers to aid in the fast track of testing for the coronavirus. You can find the official press release here. These tests will not be available over the counter or for purchase online from any retailers. Well, so what does that mean? We're using our logistics network to support the NHS with their plans. Further details will be set out by the government in due course. Why is it taking the government so long? And we will update this page with more information as soon as it becomes available. We believe our role serving customers and the community doesn't say anything.
No. Do they mean that the government already know who they're going to send them to first and Amazon will be the ones delivering it? Is that what it means?
That is how I read it. That is how I read it. I told you, didn't I, knock my vaccine down the sink. I found a vaccine for it. Found a cure. It's not a cure. It can't cure you if you've got it, but it can prevent you from getting it. And I knocked it down the sink. Damn, I tried to slurp it up. Once I dropped, you know, the big tubs of yogurt. Once I dropped a big tub of yogurt into the sink, right? And so I scooped it up and I put it in the bowl and I ate it.
God, of course you did.
I've never been so ill in my life. But the and I tweeted I was doing this. And then Lisa, not Lisa Kudrow, not Lisa Tarbuck, Lisa, the cook. The cook. I know her.
Lisa
She's my friend.
Lisa Faulkner.
Lisa Faulkner tweeted me saying, for God's sakes, Ian, don't eat that. The sink is dirtier than your toilet seat. And I was thinking, you ain't seen my toilet seat. But I did eat it. I did eat it. And I regret it. Let's go to Joe. Good evening, Joe.
Hello there, Ian. You're right.
I'm all right, Joe.
Hello, Kath. You're right.
Yeah, fine. Thanks, Joe. What you got?
I'm sorry. It's a boring question. Are you all right? I've just been listening for about 2 weeks now, 2-3 weeks, when all this stuff started to kick off, really. For some reason, I thought, let's check out this. And it's been, like, pretty much like a bit of a weird lifeline for me. Just, like, tune into this weird club every night between 10 and 1. and also, like, it helps that you Barry in there as well, because, quite frankly, his Keep His Spirits Up specials are just... It's the best radio I've listened to for... Well, I'm only 32 years old, but in the last 32 years, like, it's bloody... blooming brilliant. But I was just wondering, like, if there's any plans to do like a meetup on Zoom with all of our cats. Would that be anything that you'd be interested in doing?
Well, we've had a couple of Zoom lunches. But a Zoom for cats. Yeah, that's happening. How many cats have you got, Joe?
I've got one cat. I adopted him from Sweden, and I brought him all the way to the UK in my car. He's living in the UK now for about 6 years. But he's just a little.
So he's hardly got an accent at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he can actually speak English or not. But he can't. I don't let him out of the house in case he gets lost with the road signs and stuff because he can't translate them. But yeah, no, he's like he's basically like my little fairy black son.
Joe, that is a brilliant idea. I'm going to do it. I don't know when. I might be able to do it while the boys are here. Follow me on Twitter, and at some point soon we will have just a 5-10 minute. We're gonna 5-10 minute Zoom. It's just for cats, right?
Yeah. Willow's looking at me already like humans. I'm busy.
Yeah, I don't want any humans. I don't want to see any humans. I don't want to hear any humans. I just want cats placed in front of the computers or the mobile phones held up to them. And I want to. This is brilliant. Imagine the picture you take of the screen full of 50 cats. Yes, Joe, that is. Let me write that down because that is one of the best ideas I've ever. Do you mind if I do it, Joe? It's your idea.
Yeah, no, I'd be totally up for that. So yeah, it's not. I mean,
are you following me on Twitter?
I am, yeah, you and Kat.
Are you following me on... Right, okay. I'm gonna...
Picture of
my cat. let's go and have a little look at you. First of all, let's see if your cat is up to our very, very high standards. I don't see your cat, Joe. I think you... Who is this? Who are you? Who the hell are you?
Mr. Joseph S. Carter on Twitter. But I tweeted my cat to Kath on her cat thread. Because we were dealing about cats sticking their tongues as being one of the nicest things that could happen on this planet at the moment.
hang on a minute. Let's have a little look. I can't find it. I will find it. Emma, by the way, I'm loving your four cats. Joe, it's happening. You're going to get full credit for it. It will happen. If I can work out a way of doing it tomorrow, and I'm quite protective of my boys, but I think I can make it work with the boys. We'll have a little 5-10 minute Zoom. It's just cats. That is the best idea I've heard in a long, long time, my friend. Thank you so much for that.
Cheers. No worries at all. I'll take care of you both. Thank and you. Lots of love.
Nice one, Joe. Looking forward to seeing your cat on the Zoom meeting tomorrow. Thank you. 0344-499-1000. That's a great idea, Kath.
Yeah, really good. I mean, Willow is generally unimpressed by most things, but I'll talk to her about it when she wakes up.
Oh, yeah, well, none of mine are going to... are going to stick around.
Comply.
So much. Right, stop reading about that. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let's. I'm going to take this call straight to air. Line one, you are on the wireless.
How you doing? It's Arlene.
Arlene,
yes, I phoned you last night.
Muhammad Arlene. Yes,
indeed.
I know.
And I have
still having nightmares about it.
Oh, well, Robin asked with strength about me when I ran around with that record, but there you go. So anyway,
yes.
I've got a film question for you.
Okay.
Right. So which film has the names of the three main actors in the title?
Rita, Sue and Bob too.
No, it's like, say you've got B and John Malkovich. And that's John Malkovich is in that.
John Malkovich,
Cheech and Chong,
yes.
Up in Smoke has right. Cheech and Chong in it.
Cheech and Chong, yes,
film
John Malkovich.
Has all three actors in it.
Hmm.
Is it De Niro, Pacino, Cassavetes?
No.
It's not that one.
Cassavetes.
Is that in the film? Cassavetes, John Cassavetes.
No.
Cassavetes.
But that's only
Cassavetes.
One. You want all three actors.
Okay, this is a good question, Arlene. Is it a famous film?
No, it's a bit of an obscure one.
Are they famous actors?
Bit of comedy in there and a bit of horror combined, if that's a clue.
Is it Star Wars?
No. But that's not got any names in the title.
It's got... right, okay, yeah, sorry, I misunderstood.
It's got the actors' names in the title of the
is
film.
Is it, are the actors American?
It's what, sorry? Oh, yes, they're American.
American. It's a comedy horror.
Oh, it could be, yeah, you're on the right track there.
Well, I think you just said that. It's not the Amityville Horror, is it?
No, but that's not got no names in the title.
No, you're right.
It's
there.
Got the
She's
actual
got, yeah.
names it, of the actors.
Is it Ghostbusters 2?
Which one?
The second one. The second Ghostbusters one.
No, but that's not got the name of the actors.
Okay.
Is it Sister Act Back in the Habit?
It's what, sorry?
Sister Act Back in the Habit.
No, but you'd have to have Whoopi Goldberg in the name
Whoopi
of
Goldberg.
The film. Like, you've got being John Malkovich. It's got John Malkovich in the title.
Yes, you're right there.
And Cheech and Chong in the title.
I give up.
Are you giving up?
Yeah,
you don't
want
to leave
film...
it up to you, right? Do you want me to tell you?
I've got a feeling this is going to be a cheat, and if it is, I will hunt you down and I will kill you.
It's not a cheat.
Go on then, Arlene.
Abbott and Costello meet Boris Karloff, the killer.
Well played, my friend. Well
she
played.
Got us there,
my
didn't she?
Harry came up with that one. He's gets
well
everybody
played.
With that one.
That, Arlene, is... That's a classy... thing. That's a classy quiz. I'm going to give you that.
Oh, well, thank you very much indeed. I will let him know.
You're welcome, Arlene. Thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Oh, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. I got to start losing weight, Kath. I'm just sat here, my big old.
I thought you were losing weight last week. You said you felt skinny.
I was, and then I've put weight on again.
Oh man.
Isn't it? What's going on, Kath? What have you got for us tonight, please?
Okay, you know we were talking about Zoom earlier on, and now some people reckon. Pardon me. And some people
Sorry,
reckon
distortion
that
on the line.
Mm.
Sorry, that was me blowing a Coke bottle. Here's a tweet. Here's a tweet from someone called Grammar Police.
Great.
These two presenters are thick. But someone's called Grammar Police. This has got to be a joke. These two presenters, would you need an apostrophe there in "these two presenters are thick"? Where would you put an apostrophe in that sentence?
Okay. There's no need.
You wouldn't put it anywhere.
One
between R and S of presenters. These two presenters are thick, says the Grammar Police.
Is this a joke? Is this a joke account?
It has to be a joke.
Because it's a plural. One presenter, two presenters. It's not the presenter.
Three presenters, four. We'll get Lavinia phoning up singing about potatoes again. Cannot stomach that. That's got to be a joke. No, that's got to be a spoof. That has to be a spoof.
Yeah, I would hope so.
By the way, if you're watching on YouTube, you're getting a great view of Pat, who sat on the table, illuminated, looking beautiful as one of my cats.
She's looking dignified.
One. Yeah, she really is into a very... She's become a real baby. And she, if she can't find... It,
she looks like she's got a cardigan on.
If I thought it was her brother, but if she can't find me, she starts crying and calling out for me. And this in the middle of the night last night, early morning, I was woken up. She was on the bed. She comes and sleeps right next to me on the bed, snuggles up to me. And she was in like a little sort of trough on the bed, and the duvet kind of sort of formed a wall around her. And she was crying. And I went, "Pats, I'm here, darling." Just calm down. Isn't that funny? She loves
Willow's been making a lot of noise. I don't know whether it's because normally there's not that many people in the house, but there's been quite a bit of wow. I think she wants to play. There seems to be a sort of questioning tone to it. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. I've become that woman, but she's become a lot more vocal as far as I can see.
Oh, look, Dave has just tweeted, "Abbott and Costello meet Boris Karloff about 10 minutes after that quiz ended."
Bless him. You're right, Dave. Scumbag. You win £5.
Well done, Dave. You won it, Dave. Congratulations. You won it after the answer had been given out. Go on, what have you got? Sorry.
Did you want a story? You know, we're talking about Zoom and people saying, "Oh, it's been terrible. I've been doing Zoom meetings and then porn's flashed up and stuff."
Yes.
Well, that was the hope
How
of
do you
these
do that?
People.
How do you make porn flash up on Zoom?
I don't know whether it's true. I think this might be a weird kind of advertising for Zoom. Let's put our meeting on there.
Stuff going on between Zoom and House Party. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
There were loads of stories last week about House Party being hacked and how that it will hack your emails and stuff. And House Party have come out and they've offered, they said, "This is not true. And we're offering $1 million to the people, to anyone who can find out who has started these rumours. We think it's one of our rivals." Well, hang on. The only rival to House Party is Zoom.
You would think.
And they're offering $1 million to anyone that can get evidence to find out who's done this. And I'm kind of thinking, I'm going to quit my job. I'm going to take this case. I think I can solve that.
Yeah, there's only one suspect. Right, here's a story about Zoom. Unfortunately, it's from last week, and I meant to tell you about it last week, but I've only just managed
that's
to
okay, mate.
Get the opportunity.
Kath,
well,
Kath, if you were here, I would put both my hands on your shoulders, and I'd say, "Hey, look at me. Look at me, girl. Hey, no, look at me. It's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. Got a lot on your mind.
Well,
we're all stressed. I'm not finished comforting you. Got a lot on your mind.
But,
we're all stressed. Just you calm down, girl. It's going to be all right. I will. You found the story. You kept it. You're doing it now. It's out of date. That doesn't matter. We're not really a big current. Please let me comfort you. Please let me comfort you. Not really a current affair show. It's about sharing the story. And that's what I'm going to let you do now, Catherine. Share the story.
Well, it's a party you might have wanted to go to. That's all I'm saying.
After this break, this is Talk Radio.
Oh, what?
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Over to you, Catherine. It's Catherine's, is what we call Catherine's turn now. Well, you've won the
right
to tell us a story that's out of date.
Yeah, and it means that some of you might have missed an opportunity, but I'm sorry about this. But, you know, it's a nice idea. It might give you some ideas for things you can do at home. London-based sex club Killing Kittens isn't letting the coronavirus stop its members from ogling each other. They just can't do it in person. So on Friday, sorry guys, we've missed it. The exclusive group is hosting its first ever digital orgy.
Ooh.
On video conference service Zoom. Complete with burlesque and fire performers, 100 masked members, lingerie and nudity galore.
they get spammed by people in business suits and very sensible clothing.
It's a two-hour virtual house party, Killing Kittens founder and sex entrepreneur Emma Sale tells Insider. Obviously, that's an actual publication, Insider. Obviously, there's not an actual
Insider
place, but... No, Insider.
Inside her?
Someone who is inside. Not inside her, but okay. Her. Yeah, inside her.
Why are they inside her? Okay.
Well, because it's a virtual orgy. Obviously, there is not an actual orgy in place, but it is adult, and there will be a lot of nakedness and lingerie on display and people challenging each other to do certain things with each other. Flipping out. The Venulus event...
Go on. Yeah.
I wish they'd stop saying member. The Venulus event for the 160,000 member group...
Gosh.
We'll give attendees a simultaneous look into 55 households with the performers showing off their bodies and crafts from their homes. I'm taking it it's not making soap like what I've been doing.
Yeah. But it was making... I'm going to stop there. I'm stopping there.
Stop.
Because I would have got myself growing. Sacked.
I would say you're growing, but again, that's probably... inappropriate. We will amuse people at home, plus they will have
so
the opportunity to...
So unturned on by anything. Sorry, carry on. I'm revealing too much. My kids might still be awake.
We will amuse people at home, plus they will have the opportunity to see each other, see other people and chat and have that kind of party experience in their own house. And the community experience, says Sale, acknowledging that this is a trial run in unprecedented times. We just need to see how the technology works on Friday. Sorry again, guys, you missed it. The event will cost single women and couples just $25 for the night, as opposed to the usual $312 per couple. But the same rules still apply. Women must approach women first. What? And all participants must be respectful of boundaries or risk being kicked out. All proceeds will be donated to, the Trussell Trust, food banks.
Food what? Food what?
People-
what?
Allowing people to chow down. While the virtual aspect prevents the full range of pleasures, members, again, that word, are used to, voyeurs are thrilled by a new opportunity. I'm very much an exhibitionist, Killing Kittens member Anthea, 46, in case you were wondering, tells Inside Her. I love being watched. We know what an exhibitionist means. While Anthea doesn't have total faith the logistics will work, 55 is a massive amount of tiny screens for a video conference. She is excited and thankful for the opportunity to be with her community in any way. Oh, God, really? I can't imagine how it's going to go down with that many people on a Zoom call.
I'm finding this story very, very hard, very, very hard to swallow.
I can't imagine going through this time in my life without this group. Oh, flipping out. So that's the end of that story. What a charming example of community in the face of adversity. So many members. The title of this on the New York Post, Sex Club Hosts Digital Orgy on Zoom with 100 Horny Masked Members.
What should you put on? Well, yeah. But also, I mean, that's no thing. That exists. You want to go, there's loads of websites where you can go and cam up.
Yeah. Well, also, $25 seems a bit expensive considering what you can get for now, I hear, from pervy friends.
Okay. Let's get in that conversation.
Now.
Yeah.
What have you got?
Cats are getting skittish. I haven't got anything, mate.
Do you want another one?
Nope.
Oh.
Done that one. Let's have a little look. Done. That's Michael Aspel. Give us a clue.
Yeah.
Postman does deliveries in fancy dress. Oh! This is what I was going to talk about. Me and the boys are doing the rainbow thing tomorrow.
Oh,
you know, putting the rainbows in the window. Because as we was, I picked the boys up today, and as we were driving back, I saw one. I saw one in the window. I said, "Oh, have you heard about the rainbows in the windows?" And they said, "No, what's that?" And I said, "Oh, you know, people put them in the windows so that when you're out and about doing your bit of exercise, if you spot them and you kind of like get points for it." And we were playing it on the drive back, and we were in hysterics, and we were shouting, "Oh, there's one!" And what did we check? So we went down a long street where there weren't any, so we started booing all the houses. With our windows drawn, of course, up, we weren't, you know, being abused. We were booing the houses, and we were going, what were we saying? Boo, boo, butt cheeks. Boo, boo, butt cheeks. And shouting abuse that people that hadn't put rainbows up. And then said, "Oh, we haven't got any rainbows in the window." And my youngest went, "Right, we should do some rainbows and put them in your bedroom window." So we're doing it. It was the, I mean, I live on my street. But what I'm saying is, If you haven't got kids, do it. Because we had so much fun on that journey. And I can just imagine if there are kids out and about, or even adults out and about, it you go, "Oh, there's one. So we're going to do it. Then my eldest said, "Well, why don't we put one in each window at the front of the house?" So I think we're doing four rainbows tomorrow.
That's a good idea.
To put in different windows. And I struggle a lot with these kind of big... I'm a bit of a cynic, so I struggle a lot with these big things. Like the applause for the NHS, I kind of turned my nose up at it before because I thought, "Oh, this is just a silly thing that people won't be doing and it's pointless." Boy, did I get that wrong. Everyone was doing it. And, of course, I completely regretted not doing it afterwards, and I wish I had. And I sort of felt the same when I saw this rainbow thing trending. I thought, okay, it's going to be a handful of do-gooders and it'll be a bit crap. But no. We got so much joy out of spotting them on the way back, and the thrill when I said, "Well, of course, we could do some tomorrow." Yeah. Let's do some tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So everybody, I thoroughly recommend, you're bored, paint a rainbow, draw a rainbow, cut a rainbow out, you know, print one off and stick it in your front bedroom window so that people can see it. It was a joy. The pleasure we got was joyous.
Yeah, you know, when you see it makes a difference, and my kids have enjoyed spotting them. There are also people who are putting teddy bears in windows as well, so that's a thing.
Yeah, but those people are perverts, and they're trying to do not go towards those houses, kids. Do not go towards those houses. Let's go to Nick. Good evening, Nick.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, Nick. It's we haven't had a sleep yet, so in my world it's still evening, but maybe you've just woken up. What can we do for you?
Something happened to me many years ago, and I was listening to the radio, and I'm convinced it was you on the radio who proposed this. Perhaps you can answer this for me. There was this idea about putting everybody over the age of 60 onto the Isle of Wight.
I don't think, but it certainly makes sense. I mean, it's obviously a sensible thing to do.
Yeah, the idea was that they were becoming a nuisance, anybody nearing retirement age.
Yes.
The idea was actually getting everybody together and putting in one place and putting them all onto the Isle of Wight.
Well, then they could all talk about the war and Matt Munro and stuff, couldn't they, together?
It caused absolute outrage. Whoever was proposing this, it was really funny, actually, because I thought it must have been you years ago. It wasn't you then.
It sounds like a Tommy Boyd thing. I've done stuff like that. I suspect that was probably a Tommy Boyd thing, though. But he makes a very, very good point. They're a pain in the arse.
Oh, actually, no, I'm over 60, so no, maybe not.
Say goodbye. She's going to the Isle of Wight. No, it was. I used one of my favourite ones, and it really annoyed another presenter I worked with, a woman called Anna Rayburn. She was furious at me. I said, this is when you still had video and DVD stores, Blockbusters, and I said that we should close all of the libraries and turn them into Blockbuster Video, because no one reads books anymore and films are better than books. And she said, well, that's simply not true. And I said, well, have you ever read a good car chase? And she kicked me out of her studio. So I would do stuff like that. But the over 60s going to the Isle of Wight, that sounds a bit more Tommy Boyd to me. And yeah, that sounds a bit more Tommy Boyd. But fun.
Yeah, okay. I did another point I'd like to make is the self-isolation thing.
Yes.
I live on my own, and to be honest with you, nothing's changed whatsoever. And it's really, really odd. And I'm kind of thinking to myself, am I in a better place on my own in a house than a couple of parents, maybe three or four kids on their own? I kind of don't know. The other thing was...
It depends. I don't know if you feel that you're missing out in not being in a relationship or something like that. I mean, I live on my own. I share my kids with my ex.
Strange sense of calmness that came over me. I used to find that I used to get so down and sort of not quite depressed, but I used to get out of tight about... Maybe I was missing out on what other people were doing at weekends, not going out and doing things. All of a sudden, that's gone. Because I suddenly realised that nobody's going out at weekends and doing anything.
Nobody's doing... I mean, do you feel that you're missing out on something? Do you want to be in a relationship with someone?
Yeah, I'm sure I will be at some point. But I haven't been for a little while now. But I do find, as you get older... the options become a bit less for you. Because I think, particularly on the social scene, your kind of options are, of an evening time, pubs. And that's about it, really. Or, I mean, going out, you're probably faced with either going to a cinema, but that's, if you go to a cinema on your own, that's just like sitting watching telly. Or if you go to a restaurant...
Has anyone ever actually got into a relationship by going to a pub? I don't think so. Maybe one or two people have had a couple of one-night stands, but has anyone ever met their life partner in a pub?
No.
It normally tends to be, gosh, I don't know, work, or if you're, you know, if you're a divorced person, it might be, you know, parents' dues at school, or I don't know. Kath, have you ever even picked up? I know someone. What was that chat up line someone tried on you in a bar once, Kath?
I'll tell you that one.
This is my favourite.
It involved birds.
No, not that one. A guy turned to you and said, "So, do you like the one show?"
Oh yeah, that one didn't really work. That one's probably not a great example. I was in a pub called the Engine and Tender, and I was already married by then. I was with a friend of mine. It was a rare night out for us after we'd had babies, so we weren't feeling massively attractive. And it was an old man's pub, and we were approached by a guy who looked a lot like Ian McShane in his Lovejoy days.
Lovejoy, yeah.
And my friend went to the loo, and I could see him. You know, someone is kind of sharking from. So I reached for the nearest. I reached for the nearest thing, which wasn't my mobile phone, which shows you what kind of time frame we're talking about. And it was a copy of The Fuddler. So there's me pretending to read about real ale. And then and he gets close and he says, "Excuse me, I find you very attractive. Do you like The One Show?" And I went, "No, I really don't." And he retracted quite quickly. But bless him for trying. And The Fuddler is an excellent publication.
Which is great. Go on, Nick. You had something else you wanted to say, I think.
Well, I was just kind of thinking that pubs are really just a starting point, I think. And I don't mean to say that pubs are the only option to go out and meet somebody, because there are other things you can do, obviously. But I think as an option, it's kind of just an actual starting point of an evening.
Mm.
I know what you mean. I think now everything is so electronic, and if I were to be in a situation where I wanted to start dating, do you know what? I might consider one of the online dating sites like Tinder or Chatterbait or Pornhub, and I might see if anything meaningful could be found there.
We'll end up staying on even more.
Exactly. Nick, we have to go because we're really near the end of the show, and I want to squeeze in a song produced by Adam Schlesinger before we go. Kasif, you've got about 1 minute, my friend, I'm afraid. What have you got for us?
I'll just curious, Ian, how did I get your surname Lee? Is it a Chinese?
Yeah. What? I'm related to my grandfather is, do you know Christopher Lee?
No.
Dracula. He played Dracula in a lot of movies, although he did so much more than that. It's funny, he did 5 Dracula films, and he made, I think, 316 films in his career, and he's remembered the most for Dracula. But I got it from Christopher Lee, and he was, of course, related to Bruce Lee. So, yeah, it comes from China, partly Chinese, Kasif.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. I'm glad that clears things up. Right, we're coming to the end. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you so much, Amy. I want to play a song. Adam Schlesinger, a singer and songwriter and producer, passed away because of this crappy disease, 52 years old. Here's a song he produced for the Monkees. This is a stunner. Daryl's up next. This is Talk Radio.
Always leaving early.